going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Delaware County's Taylor Hospital is officially closed to the public, closing the doors to their ER yesterday morning. And that leaves Crozier Chester Medical Center to ramp down their operations before they're scheduled to close on Friday. Thousands of locals are losing access to critical care with these closings. And some legislators say the blame lies with a for-profit health system that they want to stop. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the story.
For the third straight legislative session, State Senator John Cain has submitted a bill to prohibit for-profit entities like Prospect Medical Holdings from owning hospitals and health systems in Pennsylvania. And thus far, for the third straight session, the bill has not made it to the floor of the state Senate for a vote.
When I first got elected in 2020, the Chester Crozier Hospital was constantly saying that they need more money. They were talking about the fact that they were going to be shutting down. We're dealing with a for-profit. For-profit should not even be allowed in the state of Pennsylvania.
During a rally earlier this week, Representative Leanne Krueger said state House Democrats are drafting similar legislation.
Our delegation, who's already at the Capitol, working on bills to ban private equity in healthcare and ban leaseback deals.
Leaseback deals are when a parent company, like Prospect, forces a subsidiary, like Crozier, to lease property or equipment to maximize profit at the parent company.
There are people that lives are going to be lost because they're shutting down of this hospital.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And this week, FTI Consulting, which has been operating as a receiver for Crozier Health during the bankruptcy process, issued a statement that with the closure, they are no longer serving in that role.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.